Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen have introduced legislation that would change how Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, is calculated to help individuals with disabilities. The Eliminating the Marriage Penalty in SSI Act would exclude a spouse's income and resources when determining eligibility for SSI and disregard marital status when calculating the SSI benefit amount for an adult who has a diagnosed intellectual or developmental disability. Senator Moran said this is sensible legislation that would change how disability payments are calculated to make certain the benefits that are provided to individuals with disabilities aren't diminished because they choose to get married. The National Down Syndrome Society, the National Down Syndrome Congress, Autism Speaks, the Autism Society of America, the Global Down Syndrome Foundation, and the Muscular Dystrophy Association have endorsed this legislation. The current state food sales tax is 2%. However, tomorrow, January 1, 2025, Kansans will no longer pay state sales tax on groceries, as it will be reduced to zero, though there will still be city and county imposed taxes. A 2022 law set out a three-year plan to reduce the state's sales tax on groceries, which was at 6.5% in 2022. In 2023, it was reduced to 4%, and in 2024, to 2%. When the bill was introduced, Kansas had one of the highest food sales taxes, only second to Mississippi, that's at 7%. City and county grocery taxes will still be added, and they range from 0% in 11 counties to a high of 2.25% in Sherman County. And most counties have between 0.01% to 2% grocery taxes, with 12 counties having a grocery tax higher than 2%. The 2022 law was passed with bipartisan support unanimously in the Senate and with an overwhelming majority in the House. After she heard the concerns from Kansans with inflation on food, Governor Kelly said that the tax cut will be a win for the Kansas people. A second change to Kansas law on suspended, revoked, and restricted driver's licenses is also set to go into effect with the new year. Stemming from the passage of SB 500 this year, the new law will, among other things, expand who's eligible for restricted temporary licenses to drive to places like work, school, and the doctor, while the driver pays off the fines and fees that led to their original license suspension. As of January 1st, even some with revoked licenses due to convictions for driving on a suspended license could be able to get back on the road early. It's one of a series of changes that came with the passage of SB 500, as beyond the expanded restricted license eligibility, SB 500 will also allow courts to immediately offer restricted driver's licenses instead of automatically suspending them while Kansans pay off their fines and fees after missing the initial 30-day deadline. It also limits the reinstatement fee for a license to just $100, because hundreds of thousands of Kansans have been unable to drive because they couldn't afford to pay off a traffic ticket and the late fees would just snowball. By keeping more Kansans driving legally, advocates of changes like this say it will keep more Kansans working and paying their bills, including car insurance, and more insured drivers means cheaper insurance for everyone. According to the Thomas County Sheriff's Office, on Monday, a grass fire in Thomas County was brought under control. The fire was reported northwest of McCarty Dairy near County Road CC and 31, and the fire was believed to be started from downed power lines. There were no major damage and no injuries reported. The Sheriff's Office thanked local farmers and the McCarty Dairy, fire departments, law enforcement, and the Kansas Highway Patrol for their assistance. On Monday, Governor Kelly, in accordance with Executive Order 2030 and the proclamation signed by President Biden, has ordered flags throughout Kansas to be flown at half staff, starting immediately until sunset on January 28, 2025, to honor the passing of President Jimmy Carter. Governor Kelly said former President Jimmy Carter was a truly moral man, and his innate humanity, his humility, his devotion to serving his community and his country, and his belief that the world could live in peace is the remarkable legacy that he leaves behind. President Carter was the 39th President of the United States and was awarded the 2002 Nobel Peace Prize for his work to find peaceful solutions to international conflicts, advance democracy and human rights, and promote economic and social development. President Carter and the Carter Center led the near eradication of the guinea worm that infected millions in the 1980s, and as a result of their work, today, new infections only total roughly a dozen worldwide. And he and his wife Rosalind helped build, renovate, and repair more than 4,000 homes as ambassadors for Habitat for Humanity. You can start 2025 on the right foot by joining a first day hike at a Kansas State park, as these guided hikes, organized annually by park staff, encourage individuals and families to embrace the new year with outdoor exploration and a connection to nature. This year, more than 1,000 hikes will take place across the country, including 24 first day hike events hosted by Kansas State Parks. And while the distance and rigor of the hikes will vary, each one aims to create a fun experience for all. You can savor the beauty of Kansas' state parks, natural, cultural, and historical resources, and be inspired to continue taking advantage of these local treasures throughout 2025. Linda Lanterman, the Kansas State Parks director, said this marks their 14th year of offering first-day hikes in Kansas State Parks, and they're thrilled to continue the tradition. She said these events are a fun and healthy way to kick off the new year, beat cabin fever, and explore some of the most beautiful areas in our state. Participants can choose from a variety of guided hikes that fit their comfort level, including scenic walks along lakes, exploring trails, and options that are best for wildlife viewing. Pets are welcome, however, they must be kept on a leash, and if hiking isn't for you, Kansas State Parks invite you to explore other fun activities, from boating and fishing to horseback riding, or just enjoy a peaceful moment from a park picnic table or bench. Kansas State Park staff have recommended some items for a successful first day hike, and they include water, snacks, weather-appropriate clothing like hats, gloves, heavy coats, or raincoats, hiking shoes, binoculars, a hiking stick, and of course a camera. Limited first day hike t-shirts will be available on a first-come, first-served basis, and a vehicle permit will be required at all state park entrances. A daily vehicle permit can be purchased for $5 at each park. Locally, you can visit Prairie Dog State Park at 10 a.m. tomorrow, January 1st, for a hike along the Steve Mathis Nature Trail. For a complete list of first-day hike events in Kansas on January 1st, 2025, you can visit ksoutdoors.com.